I'm John Batchelor and Michael Yon at Locals.com. Locals.com is where to see Michael's filings. Has left the New World and is now in the Old World. He is in Greece on the Aegean coast. He is very close to the Greece-Turkey border. It is a extremely carefully watched border. Michael is in pursuit of the story of the Great Migration worldwide. For months now, he's documented and videographed and pursued the story of the Great Migration in South America to Central America to North America, following the migrants coming from all over the world to Colombia through the Panamanian jungle called the Darien Gap, and then busing north to Mexico, and then traveling across Mexico to the American border. The Great Migration in the New World. There is also a Great Migration in the Old World, from Africa to Europe, from Asia to Europe, from everywhere that is either deprived or challenged or overpopulated or misgoverned to Europe, if it's possible. Michael's now on the Turkey-Greece border. This border, following the early years of the Syrian war, was overwhelmed with migrants fleeing Syria, fleeing Lebanon, fleeing other parts of Mesopotamia. Now Michael's report is quite different. Michael, you are in Alexandroupoli, a city on the Aegean Sea. You're right up against the Aegean. It is summertime. Greece is a beautiful culture, but you're near the border with Turkey. You've traveled to a village named Pharos within these last hours. What did you see at Pharos, and what about that border? Who told you about that border? Are there migrants at that border? Good evening, Michael.
Good evening. Yes, we just got back from the border with the Greek army and Greek police. They actually let us go look. You have to get permission. Everybody warned us not to go because they said this is a very dangerous border, which it is. It's militarized. They've been putting up a very large wall modeled after the U.S. wall on the southern border. Theirs is not quite as tall, but it's very, very tall, maybe 25 feet. And it has, you know, concertina wire on the top and some other obstacles making it difficult to get across. And it's right on a river. And on the other side of that are Turkish forces. And so this is a very contested area between Turkey and Greece to start with. And so the army, the Greek army, there's bases all over the border. We've been seeing them everywhere, troops everywhere. And we saw actually a train went by us a few hours ago, and it had U.S. tanks on it and U.S. armor. And it turned out to be like M1 tanks. And turns out there's some U.S. Army here right now as well. You can see in the newspapers. And a ship with our equipment has come over here, and which is somewhere near me right now, that ship. So anyway, we went out on the border, and the public affairs from the police and the army were saying, be very careful. Do not photograph towards the Turkish side. You know, they get very upset. I ask if you have any shootouts here, and they would not answer. But I think the answer is quite clearly yes. Now, a police major who gave us a briefing today said that only about 1,500 have come through over that border this year. But that doesn't sound realistic. Actually, talking with some of the local villagers tonight, which amounted to a village called Pharos. They've got what amounts to a militia out there, and they have actual firearms and a lot of radios. They showed us photos of their radios, the militia did, after the army and police had left us. And they said they fight constantly. They patrol the border every night, and they have, you know, radios. They have their vehicles, their trucks and all that. And one of them said, we're like Texas cowboys, you know, we guard our place. And it's been said that when Europe put this wall up here, the European Union is funding this wall because the local village men come out and fight the so-called migrants and really fight with serious casualties. And so the wall is said to be there to defend the migrants from the local village men here in Greece. And so, yeah, and so I asked if there's been any fatalities, and they would not answer that question.
Michael, what you're describing is the remains of the Great Migration in the past years. When you talked to the villagers in Ferris, did they say what the numbers were in 2019 before the pandemic? The pandemic has limited everybody's motions. 2019, 2018, 2017, or all the way back to the early days of the Syrian civil war, because we were told over many years that the Syrian population fled into Turkey, crossed Turkey, and then kept going towards Europe. Did the Ferris villagers comment on that?
Right. And by the way, I was in Turkey when that happened with Syrians. And so I saw that huge migration come in, especially from that area of Syria. And yeah, they talked about it. They said even before the pandemic, there was, you know, the Ferris, they said, has about 10,000 people. That's that, you know, not really village. It's a small town. And they said there was up to 10,000 migrants there. And they were destroying the place. And that's why the village men started fighting back. And you know, they showed me weapons. And they showed photos of having I wouldn't call them migrants because, you know, some of them do come across with rifles. And actual rifles, according to the villagers, and not – they were very clear. They didn't say firearms. They didn't say shotguns. They said rifles. And I said, do you mean like army rifles? They said, yeah, they get them from the Turkish army. And a lot of these people, the police commander today told me about 80% of those coming across that border area are Turkish. But talking to the locals and others that I know, they say they're not Turkish. They're Syrians. They're Pakistanis. They're everybody else under the sun. Uyghurs and who can get Turkish IDs. And so they're not actually Turkish. Some of them are, but most of them are from Central Asia and that sort of thing. So it's a, you know, it's a straight up, and the village men, they said it's a war sometimes, but right now it's diminished quite a lot. The quarantine has ended for the CCP virus. They're very angry about the CCP virus and how they've been treated by the Greek government and others. And also they say the European Union is paying every man and woman migrant who comes across 400 euros per month. But, and every child gets 200 euros per month, and they're angry. They're saying, I've got two children, and we only get 23 euros per month for our children, and they get 200 for migrant children. They kept repeating that, actually. Very angry with that, and now they're very angry that they might be forced to get a vaccine in the next 2 months. And if they refuse the vaccine, he said, you know, they can't under law force them to get the vaccine, but they can shut their bank accounts. They can make them not leave their homes, lose their jobs. You know, you're not forced to take the vaccine, but your life is essentially ended.
Michael, back in Alexandroupoli, where you are now, not Ferris, the village out near the frontier, but where you are now, are there migrants or the remains of migrants in the town square living there? Do you see the remnants of the migration?
Well, I'm about 150 meters from the town square, and it's about to get rained on. I'm starting to get dribbled. And I didn't see any migrants here yet. I haven't seen any at all. And apparently they're not around here. There's nobody, because we've asked, and they're not seeing any at this time. Now, some of the Greeks here in Ferris and other places as well said that just like a year ago, the migrants were wandering around the towns and whatnot. Before the pandemic, they were wandering around everywhere. And now they're consigned, for instance, to one camp that Chuck Holton photographed yesterday with his drone. You know, the very, you know, fortified camp with three lines of defenses, chain link fences with a lot of concertina, and so they're kept in there for up to months or even longer. But they only had about 500 in that camp that we just went to. So it has diminished quite a lot. Everybody is saying that.
All right. So how far outside of town is that camp that you videoed?
Okay, that was a different camp up near the Bulgarian border.
Ah, okay. And we'll go to the Bulgarian border because Michael, I don't want to mix geographies here. You're at the Turkish frontier with Greece. Greece and Turkey have, let's put it this way, poor diplomatic relations for several thousand years. So it's not too surprising that there's distrust. Once upon a time, of course, Thermopylae described the relationship between Asia and the Asian powers and Greece. Now it's described by Greece and the frontier with Turkey. Michael Yan at locals.com for Michael's reporting. When we come back, Michael's trip from Athens to the Bulgarian border. This is John Batchelor.